coming up this evening, late this evening on WFMU from midnight to 3. Ken Katkin from 3 to 7 a.m. Vicky Wheeler right now. Stay tuned for Chris T and Aerial View. This is WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange.
I'm going to say this as straight as I possibly can. I am begging you, if you're a parent and you've got kids there, that this subject is just too upsetting for your young children. Please get them out of the room or change the station. We urge you to exercise parental discretion.
Hey, Uncle, how much you give me for this radio, huh? Now, this hot little old radio, man, is worth plenty of rubles, man. It's got lots of juice. You got shortwave, police call, boats. Late at night, man, you get out of space. Come on, Uncle, just make me an offer. Now, this is a $100 radio, man. It's got a clear tone. Boy, that's clear as a mother's old bell. What do you think? Come on, baby. Show the man your power, baby. Blast him! Give him some of that tone! Oh, man. You radio, you mother!
Hey, Jim, what about TV? You like TV?
What? New thing, Jim. A television. Oh, pictures.
Yeah.
No pictures.
Why not?
Everything these days is pictures. Pictures and a lot of noise. Nobody even knows how to talk.
Just grunt at each other.
Babies that were sacrificed for Satan.
I will probably have nightmares tonight about it.
From the nightmares, to the running around the room when they disclose, to the latching on, to the crying and saying, Mommy, 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 don't go out, because if you go out, they're going to kill you. Threats, intimidation, fear.
Now, if you're going to stay cool, you got to wail. You got to put something down. You got to make some jive. Don't you know what I'm talking about?
Well, that's all I'm saying.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man.
Rejection of parental values. Unusual interest in books on Satanism, black magic, or witchcraft. Obsession with rock music groups using satanic symbols or references. Rejection of friends. Preference for being alone. Meditation, chanting, use of new vocabulary.
Is it the force of evil? Does it disrupt? Is it a force for everything negative?
There's two kind of laws, honey. One for the rich, and one for the poor.
He sees all and knows all. He's wise. He's kind. He is fair. He loves truth and goodness.
Listen, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up.
Hi, it's Chris T on WFMU Uppsala College, East Orange, back with Aerial View. My thanks to Gerard. And who was that with you, Gerard? Helping you fill in.
Now I see it clearly. My whole life is pointed in one direction. I see that now. There never has been any choice for me.
Gerard, are you still in the building? What was that man's name? I heard you did a very interesting show. Someone called me up to tell me that you were talking about punk rock and hardcore and the people who are into those kinds of music and were into those kinds of music. Now, a lot of people out there who listen to this show know that I used to be part of a band called the Nihilistics, and in the New York area, we were fairly well known. Basically, everybody hated us. And we had some loyal fans, but by and large, people thought we were a big joke, and they really despised us. And I want to talk a little bit about that today. I know someone called last week and told Gerard that, you know, talked a little bit about the Nihilistics, but it's a significant part of my past, and I have a little story to tell you all about that. The number here is 201-678-7743. I'm also inviting Gerard if he's still within earshot. I know he threw on his cap and he ran out of here really fast when he saw me with the Nihilistics album. And this is something I've never confronted. I've never spoke about this before, and now I was prompted by something someone called me and told me. Anyway, Gerard, I welcome you in here if you're still in the building to fill me in a little bit about what happened last week. And I want to start with a nihilistic song, something from the past, called My Life. And then we'll start taking phone calls here at 201-678-7743, pro and con. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit of the past, of my past. People were on the air here last week while I wasn't here, sneaking up on me, talking about my past, knocking it, and I've come to grow very fond of my past. We're talking like 1980, 11 years ago, 12 years ago, 1979. I still wish I was in a band. I wish I had a band and was playing in a band. It's not happening right now. Back then, despite all the aggravation, it was a lot of fun. Most of the time. But, you know, like anything else, people start surrounding you, telling you all kinds of things and screwing up your mind. And one of the things I found out this weekend, the little story I was going to tell, was I went and saw an old bandmate from the Nihilistics to see how he was doing. He's doing pretty good. We were talking about old times, and he whipped out this CD. Someone has put out that record you just heard there on a CD. And I immediately felt like this kinship with people like Bo Diddley and, you know, all those guys who were basically sold their music down the road. They sold their music for a few dollars, and years later it was issued out on CD and on, you know, compilation discs and so on. And they realized they didn't see a cent from it. They weren't going to see a cent from it. Now, this is not to say that that album is going to sell. That's not to say that that CD is going to make a cent. All I'm saying is I have no control over it. Neither do none of the other band members. We signed our rights away to it. So now this glow-in-the-dark CD comes out, and I'll be faced with the prospect of, you know, next time I go into a record store somewhere that would carry that kind of thing, seeing it staring out from the shelf at me and knowing that they're asking $14 or $15 or $16 for it. And I could show you the receipts of what I made from that record. $86 and change. Have I mentioned this before? Now, we all say that no one's in it for the money, but if you're in a band out there, and if it's an underground band, a punk band, a hardcore band, any kind of band, and all you want to do is play, you don't care about the money. Think about how it's going to feel years from now when other people own your music. And who knows, maybe they'll release your CD, maybe they'll sell it on some other format, and it'll make a little bit of money, not much, a little sum, but it's not going in your pocket. Now, all that work and sweat and effort had nothing to do with you. You have no rights to it. It's a little painful. 201-678-7743 is the phone number here. This program is called Aerial View. You're listening to WFMU of Solid College East Orange, and my name is Chris T. Wallowing in the past. Wallowing in the past. A lot of things went on way back when that band was around and playing. And some of it I have permanently shut out of my mind. Other things are crystal clear. Like playing Max's Kansas City a couple of nights before it closed forever. Playing there two nights in a row. Also, I remember playing the Mud Club. It seems like every time we played somewhere, it shut down not too long after that. The old Peppermint Lounge closed down for good. Hey, at least that's part of my past. I could say I played those places. What can you say for yourself? 201-678-7743. If you're in a band, I'd especially like to hear from you right about now. Tell me what you think of the whole deal. Playing that rock and roll music. There are some other things we were going to talk about today, but as usual, no one's calling in. They'll all wait till 6:30 and begin calling. They'll listen for a half hour and then start right in. You know, next week we have some special guests here on Aerial View. We have Skip from City Lights and Chris Cush from Mojo Guitar. They're here for my second annual guitar show. Next week, as you may or may not know, next Saturday and Sunday is the New York Guitar Show. And I'll have more information on that next Friday. But that'll be taking place next Saturday and Sunday. And as usual, we're going to have those guys up here who help organize the event, especially Skip, to talk a little bit about it. We have some phone callers. Hello, welcome to the air. Turn the radio down there.
How you doing?
Okay, how are you? Turn your radio down, please.
Hello?
Could you turn your radio down?
Sure.
Okay, thanks. Hey. Hello? He went and turned the radio down and he disconnected the phone. I had two callers there. 201-678-7743 is the number. Please make sure the radio is turned down when you're calling here. We do have a delay. We've had it for a while now. And it's all the same people calling, so you should know this by now. Some of the big things in the news. that I missed when I wasn't here last week. Some of the things that have been going on, the Crown Heights thing that's happened, the young child that got hit by the station wagon and dragged several feet and killed, and all the racial unrest that went on in Crown Heights. Mayor Dinkins is urging children now to help ease racial tension. Hello, welcome to the air.
How you doing?
Okay. Yes, did you want to say something?
Yes. I wanted to ask, what was the problem always in the early 80s with Boston scene and the New York scene?
The Boston scene and New York scene?
What was always the rival?
The rivalry?
Yeah.
Oh, well, because they were from two different places, I think. I mean, that I don't think it had anything to do with anything else. New York thought it was better and Boston thought it was better.
Oh.
Why? Were you around in those days?
Well, about 84.
Yeah, we're getting real nostalgic about something that happened 6 years ago. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I was just curious because I never understood it.
Well, it's basically just xenophobia. People that come from different areas who don't like each other. People who are, because they're different or whatever. Like,
okay.
No one liked the kids from Washington, D.C., and they didn't like anybody from New York, and no one from New York liked the kids from Boston and vice versa. But it's all different now. Now everyone loves each other, right?
Not really.
Yeah. Do you still go to those matinees?
No, there's no good bands left. I may sound like a stupid thing to say. It's just that there's nothing I like. And
What are you in a band?
I was in a band.
What band?
A Crisis.
Uh-huh. And there's no good bands out there anymore.
Well, I mean, there was a couple good bands, like Born Against.
Yeah.
And, like, my favorite band, well, they just broke up recently, Super Touch.
Uh-huh.
They've been my longtime favorite since they were Death Before Dishonor.
So you miss these bands. You don't feel there's anything that's come along to replace them?
No. Bands are, now there's, like, this new artsy college-type deal.
I don't know the first thing about music, I'll be honest with you.
Me either.
I mean,
I just know what I like.
I know what I like, too. It's just like art. I'd rather be creating it than listening to it.
That's right.
So I don't listen to too much of it.
No?
Yeah, I have to make that horrible admission to people. But, I see what you're talking about. I see all these bands like EMF and Jesus Jones and all those bands that are getting really popular now, and everyone cops their look and wears their baseball caps backwards and has those weird clothes, like weird. Weird's not a good word. I you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. I just think they're not good. They're just no talent.
Uh-huh.
I think because in the early 80s, and when it was coming around, it was raw. It was new.
New. But they say this every 10 years. They'll be saying this 10 years from now.
Not you with know. This stuff now, though.
Yeah, but can't you see your place in history? Don't you understand your place in history?
Uh-huh.
Your place in history is to call me up now and say these things. And complain about how much better it was years back.
Well, I'm not complaining it was better. No. I'm just complaining it's just not good now. I mean,
That
may sound like a paradox, but, I mean, it was just a lot different then. Now it just seems like everybody went their separate ways.
Well, you know what it really is? What it really is that corporate rock has taken over almost entirely, and bands are fronted, are not fronted, but they're backed by lots of money from corporations, and...
Uh-huh.
And everything that's any good is immediately gobbled up by a beer company or a soda company to push their products,
uh-huh.
I mean, I was standing in a department store the other night, thinking about buying a TV, and I saw this commercial for that new show, Erie, Indiana.
Uh-huh.
And what do you think they were using as background music? They were using EMF.
Oh, God.
About
2 months ago, I was watching MTV, and they were using background music from Void. About pirate CDs and tapes on the streets of New York.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I wish Gerard had stuck around to join in this conversation. I shouldn't be having this conversation. I really shouldn't. I'm unqualified.
Oh, yeah.
I'm unworthy. I shouldn't have this conversation. But thanks for calling.
Okay, anyway. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye. 201-678-7743. Anytime you talk about music, you're stepping into a trap. You're setting a trap for yourself. I tend to not talk about it because, people like different things for different reasons, and I find merit in just about everything I hear. There are a lot of things I like all over the spectrum. The only kind of things I don't like is where it sounds like people aren't trying very hard, and they have not an ounce of sincerity. Either they're out making a buck or, pitching a product or something, but their music is basically void of any kind of emotion or sincerity. That's the kind of music I don't like, so that sort of narrows it down, doesn't it? 201-678-7743. Who don't you really like? Who do you hate? What musicians? What bands? What performers, what artists of the last few years who have made a name for themselves or climbed the charts or sold some records? Who has the most hype attached to them at this point? Is it Smashing Pumpkins? Hey, Gerard, you're in your car, right? Pull over and call me. Call me on the phone. Who's the most hyped band? I haven't gone to any of those new music seminars. I never attended one. I don't see the point. But hey, who was the most hyped band at the new music seminar? You know, Bill Berger's in the other room. He could probably tell us too, but he's previewing records for his show. So we can't. I'm going to have to rely on you, the listener. 201-678-7743. In the meanwhile, we wait for the calls to come pouring in at the 6:30 mark. I'm starting the show at 6:30 from now on. As I was saying, David Dinkins is urging children to help erase racial tension, or ease, it says here, actually. Treat all people fairly, he told 4th and 5th graders at Public School 221 on Empire Boulevard. Treat them as you would wish them to treat you. Wow, okay. David's getting tough. I got a solution for the mayor. You know, I was thinking about this. I was watching this commercial on TV. Or was I listening to it on the radio? This woman was talking about a children's birthday party she was hosting and how all the kids were running around in circles and smashing into the walls and getting angry and, like, becoming whirling dervishes, and all the boys were fighting with all the girls until she whipped out some ice cream. And everybody sat down and chilled out and ate ice cream. And I was thinking, why not do the same thing with Crown Heights? I mean, can anyone really be angry at each other when they're eating ice cream? I think the thing for David Dinkins to do is get some huge ice cream manufacturer on the phone. If there's one still working in Brooklyn, you know, call them up. If someone's manufacturing ice cream in Brooklyn, I want to know about it. Seal Test, Breyers, anybody. Get them to donate a whole tractor trailer full of ice cream to those people in Crown Heights and have them all sit down at long tables and with lots and lots of hot fudge sauce and, you know, buckets full of nuts and sprinkles and things they could put on their ice cream. Toppings. I'm talking about toppings and ice cream and racial tension. That's the only thing that's going to work, I think. I think he's wasting his time with the children. Go straight for the ice cream. Head for the ice cream, David. If you're listening, it's a golden idea. It's an idea I'm offering you free of charge. And if there's anybody who can get this message to David Dinkins, I think it's very important to let him know that people cannot be mad at each other when they're eating ice cream together, sitting down. Think about it. 201-678-7743. I wish I was mayor. Take care of that thing really fast. Speaking of politics, in the news also, Billy Jack, namely Tom Laughlin, or Laughlin, is talking about running for president. He's now 60, and he is seriously considering a national crusade for president. His platform is this. Basically, he wants national health insurance now, term limits, and the right to tell the government how to spend 25% of your personal income taxes. Now, this campaign, it says here in this article from the Washington Post News Service, started out as a movie project, and it still could end up that way. But Tom was encouraged by the audiences that came out to see him in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And he's thinking about doing it. He's thinking about running for president. Well, we're almost near the 6:30 mark. I expect the calls will be pouring in any minute now. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about Tom Laughlin running for president? Billy Jack for president. Did you keep your Billy Jack for president buttons? Remember we had those? And I have a scoop here. Billy Jack's campaign song. A first in this area. Be the first to hear it, and then begin calling at 6:30.
Hey, compari, che vuoi suonare? Che si suona o fiscaletto? E come si suona o fiscaletto? O fiscaletto, bibbidi babbidi boo. Hey, compari, che vuoi suonare? Che si suona o saxofona? E come si suona o saxofona, tu 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 saxofon, o friscaletta bibbidi babbidi boo. Hey compari, che vuoi suonare, che si suona o mandolina, e come si suona o mandolina, a pringa pringo mandolin, tu 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 saxofon, o friscaletta bibbidi babbidi boo. Hey compari, che vuoi suonare, che si suona o violina, e come si suona o violina, a zinga zingo violina, plinga plingo mandolin, tu 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 saxofon, o friscaletta bibbidi babbidi boo. Hey compari, che vuoi suonare, che si suona la trombetta, e come si suona la trombetta, pa 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 la trombetta, zinga zingo violin, a plinga plingo mandolin, tu 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 saxofon, o friscaletta bibbidi babbidi boo. Hey compari, che vuoi suonare, che si suona la trombona, e come si suona la trombona, fumma fumma la trombona, pa 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 la trombetta, zinga zingo violin, a plinga plingo mandolin, tu 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 saxofon, o friscaletta bibbidi babbidi, bibbidi babbidi, bibbidi babbidi boo.
Well, there you have it. A first, Billy Jack's campaign song. It's the best one I've heard yet. It's the only one I've heard yet. I know what's going wrong. It's Friday the 13th, and I'm totally unprepared for this show. You have to forgive me. I feel like I'm, like, wasting a valuable commodity. Airtime. You know, I understand the responsibilities that come with this. And here I am wasting it, just talking. About nothing in particular. But hey, what about this? What about that guy in Teaneck that was chased by the cops from the discotheque? And him and his twin brother were speeding away in a Chevy Blazer, and it flipped over, and he died. Tobias Gardner, 22 years old, killed when the Blazer, driven by his identical twin, crashed Sunday on the New Jersey Turnpike. Now, if you haven't heard about this, you'll be hearing a lot more about it in the very near future. What had happened was, let me tell you from the three different viewpoints what had happened. The surviving twin, Tobias Gardner's surviving twin, Terrence Gardner, who suffered head injuries, claims that they were at this discotheque, and he and his brother were talking to some girl, and next thing they know, these two guys were harassing them and telling them to leave the girl alone and basically chased them out of the discotheque, and they got in their car to flee, and these two guys got into their two cars, and this chase ensued. And then the Chevy Blazer flipped over, and Tobias Gardner was killed as a result. And Terrence Gardner is also making the claim that these two fellows who chased them, who later pulled guns and identified themselves as police officers, or so Terrence Gardner says, pistol whipped him and refused to allow him to help his brother, who was being crushed to death underneath the Chevy Blazer. Now, the two cops say that this guy was harassing this woman in his discotheque, and they had asked him to leave because him and his brother appeared to be drunk, followed these guys out into the parking lot to make sure that they were leaving. These guys got into their Chevy Blazer. They backed it up into some girl's car, tried to run over one of the officers who had identified themselves at that point as police officers, and then they fled the scene, and these police officers took chase in unmarked civilian cars, their own cars. These were not unmarked police cars or regular police cars. They were their own personal vehicles. So they gave chase. Now, what's wrong with this picture? What's going on here? What do you believe? Well, Tobias and Terrence Gardner are black. The girl they were talking to, it hasn't come out in the paper yet. At least I haven't read it yet. My guess is she was white. And these two dumb cops who were night moonlighting as bouncers at this club weren't too thrilled with this picture. and decided to go over and have Tobias and Terrence Gardner leave this club. And basically, something happened. Someone said something to somebody else, and someone got angry. And these two guys, these two off-duty police officers moonlighting as bouncers, although they claim they were not moonlighting as bouncers. They claim they were just happened to be at that club like they are every Friday night. Chase these two guys down the New Jersey Turnpike. And probably ran them off the road. And caused Tobias Gardner's death. Now there's a grand jury investigation into this whole thing that's going on. But we've talked about policemen before in this show. You probably know of my dislike and distrust of them. And my basic feeling that the psychological profile of anybody who would like to become a police officer. I don't even want to think about it. I don't even want to think about people who want to become police officers. They're scary enough, and then they become police officers, and they're even scarier. But these two jerks, I'm sure, deliberately chased these two guys out of this discotheque and were very instrumental in his death, if not wholly responsible for his death. Now, police regulations in this state and many other states say that high-speed chases are to be avoided at all costs, and specifically for this reason, because people die in them. Innocent bystanders die. Pedestrians die. Innocent people in the car being chased may be killed. So what were these two guys thinking about? What were these two policemen, Mark Odom and Detective Lorenzo Zachary, thinking when they used their personal cars to chase Tobias and Terrence Gardner down the New Jersey Turnpike? What were they thinking? Now, I'm quoting from a newspaper account in the Bergen Record, written by David Varekos, I believe his name is pronounced. The attorney for the Gardners, Charles J. Mayak, said there was simply no justification for a chase. This is a clear-cut case of criminal homicide by the officers. You don't engage in a high-speed chase with guns drawn and expect the consequences to be anything less than deadly. Tobias Gardner was a 22-year-old engineering student and a Teaneck High School graduate. He was enrolled at Jersey City State College after attending Morehouse College in Atlanta for 3 years, and he was accepted into a graduate engineering program, and now he's dead. And I don't know why this has made me as angry as it has. But the attorney for Mr. Zachary, Essex County Sheriff's Detective Lorenzo Zachary, William Sayers, said that he is sure his client will be totally exonerated because he acted in a professional manner as a police officer and within the line of duty. And he's also saying that Tobias Gardner's twin brother, Terrence, should be charged with death by auto because he was legally drunk when he was driving this Chevy Blazer. He's confident that the prosecutor will present evidence that the driver of the car who was legally drunk should be charged with death by auto. Hello, welcome to the air.
How you doing?
Okay, wonderfully. I'm fine.
Yeah?
Great, yes. How are you?
Good.
What do you got to say for yourself?
Well, I'd like to make a comment about the topic right now.
Go right ahead. I'd like you to.
These fellas right here.
Uh-huh.
If they were responsible police,
ooh, sir, you should be an attorney.
Why would they let him in the car in the first place to go?
I think maybe you should contact the Gardner's attorney, Charles J. Mysick.
I think I should be their attorney.
I think you would probably do a really good job. I mean, I think anybody out there with an ounce of sense would say to themselves a number of questions. Your why is one of them. Why let these guys get in the car in the first place?
I don't know.
The second why is, what were these guys doing in this discotheque? Were they working as bouncers, which is against the regulations of the police force,
right?
That they can't accept that kind of off-duty work in a liquor establishment.
Well, of course.
Okay, so they're working in a liquor establishment. They're claiming that they weren't working there. No, that's the second thing. They're claiming then that the Gardners backed their car into some girl's car. Where's the girl and where's her car and where's the dent?
Right. That's
has anybody come forward with this girl, this car, and this dent? And also, he's claiming that they identify themselves as police officers. Where are any witnesses to this? Where are the people who were out in the parking lot when this thing happened? Yeah. Why hasn't anybody come forward with any corroborating evidence?
This is a real busy bar, club. Where was this club? Teaneck, right?
Yeah. The club where this happened, it says Newark Nightclub. It's called the Mirage.
Right.
The nightclub. It's supposed to be a very... Let me read you something from the article, because I can't, you know, keep paraphrasing and hope to be clear.
Right. Where did you read this article? Is this Star Ledger?
No, this is from the Bergen Record.
Oh, okay.
An attorney for the Gardner family has said that the officers never identified themselves at the Mirage and properly chased the car and forced it off the road, pistol-whipped driver Terrence Gardner, and refused to help Tobias Gardner. Does that sound like something cops would do? No. No.
I don't know. You should were they police? That's what I'd like to know.
Yes, one of them is a Newark police officer named Mark Odom, and the other one is Essex County Sheriff's Detective Lorenzo Zachary. So one of them was a detective and a sheriff's detective, and the other one was an off-duty police officer.
Now, do you suppose they were drunk at all?
No. No, come on. No, not at all. Now, Terrence Gardner, the surviving twin who suffered a head injury, has been charged. This is adding insult to injury, right? You run a guy off the road, and his brother dies in the car, and he's watching his brother being crushed to death by this automobile. He suffered a head injury. He's been charged with driving while under the influence of alcohol and assaulting both officers.
I don't know.
Okay.
I can't figure it out.
Yeah. Now,
what? Keep an eye on it, though.
Keep an eye on this story.
Check
developing.
It out. And I'll be listening, tuning in.
Thank you.
Also,
thank you for calling. What?
About Gerard's show, I missed it while I was going through the Holland Tunnel, and I couldn't get it. He was doing the hardcore he was getting into.
What? Who?
Gerard.
Gerard
was delving into punk rock hardcore.
No, that was last week when he filled in for me.
Oh,
he was talking.
Okay.
He was talking. I missed it. I only heard it.
The whole thing.
Yeah, I only got the story second person from somebody.
I was
so
just wondering if he delved into the Minutemen at all.
Probably he did. You know, call up Gerard next Friday, ask him for a tape of that fill-in he did. Yeah.
The Minutemen surely shouldn't be forgotten.
Right.
You know, D Boone and all that.
I know.
All right, my
I agree.
Man.
Thanks. Hey, listen. Talking. Thanks for calling.
Good luck. Thanks.
The second caller of the evening, 201-678-7743. Things are picking up. On this here Friday the 13th, I'm getting ready to ask Bill to come in here 15 minutes early for me. This is ridiculous. This is depressing. I'm depressed now. But anyway, I have a show next week all lined up and ready to go that will be so jam-packed I'll wish I had more than an hour. Right now, I wish I had somewhat less than an hour. Speaking of ridiculous news and people making ridiculous claims like these two police officers, or one police officer and one sheriff deputy sheriff, I don't know how you put that. The lawyer for a Demarest doctor charged with sexually assaulting a female patient said his client had a consensual sexual encounter with the woman. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
I was just getting back to the nihilistic thing.
Yeah.
How come you didn't play Combat Stance, the best song on the album?
Hey, listen.
See, I see, this, just for the listeners, you know, I was a fan of the Nihilistic's early New York hardcore days, so... Well, I was pretty impressed when I first met you, Chris, that you were in the Nihilistics. But,
and now you're not impressed at all.
No. My opinion of you is increased dramatically.
Yeah,
but,
right. Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God. But
why didn't I play it? I think the production
is
really...
That's the best song on the album. Who wrote it?
I'll have to end the show with that, Terry.
For me? Would
I was saving it for the end of the show, for you.
Okay, but why don't you tell everybody how you wrote the best song on the album? Well, I'll tell everybody. Chris wrote the best song on the whole album.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, that's your opinion. I mean, you're welcome to that.
The rest of a lot of those songs, the ones that you didn't write, are just so noisy. I don't know.
Noisy.
It goes beyond hardcore, though. It's kind of like noisy.
That was the whole point of it.
Oh, yeah. I realize that, but it's, you know, I'm just saying, it was like almost experimental in a certain sort of, no. Okay,
hardcore
well,
way. I know. Hey, listen.
Okay. Well,
thanks for calling, though.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hello. Welcome to the air.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Hi, this is Bimbette.
Hi, Bimbette.
Hi.
How are you?
I don't understand some things about these policemen.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's this one, is the girl really white, or did you just say that?
I'm just speculating. They haven't said at this point if the girl was white or not.
I don't think you should say that unless you know for sure.
Really? You think I could get sued or involved in some legal action?
Well, no, I just think, you know, it gives people, like, the wrong idea. Because these guys, I mean, just because they're policemen, that doesn't mean they can't go to discos or anything.
You're absolutely right.
You know, I mean, maybe they really do go there every Friday just for fun.
I'm sure there's a lot of policemen at the Mirage in Newark.
Well, yeah, there's policemen everywhere. Because it's like on TV, you know, there's that show, America's Most Wanted.
Yeah.
And you watch it, and they tell you to go out and, like, be a policeman. They want everybody to be policemen now.
To be policemen or
yeah,
beat up?
Be policemen.
I'll be
you know, you're supposed to, like, turn in your friends and your neighbors if you think they're bad.
Right.
And, like, look for criminals everywhere. And these guys are probably, because they are policemen, you know, in their jobs and stuff, they probably just
They're work looking for criminals.
All the time. Everybody
you know,
is. It's like the new world police state.
You know,
Bimbeth, like, that's what
I guess,
we're supposed to do.
I guess the best way to stop a criminal action is to know before it happens that it's going to happen. And
that's
just,
right.
And just arrest people who may
look
be,
like they might be, good
might be criminals.
Criminals.
Exactly.
I think that's right, Chris, and I think that's what they were doing.
I think
because they saw these guys and they said, well, they're black. They must be criminals.
Right.
You know,
and
all
they're hitting,
black people
they're,
are put in prisons right away.
And
you
they're
know?
Hitting on this white woman. And
well, we
a,
don't know that she's white, Chris.
Well, we don't know
that
she's white. We don't know that she's white. Hey, but I'm willing to take, you know, if someone out there knows for sure and wants to call.
Right.
I
one
will...
of the witnesses, the non-existent witnesses.
Hey, was anybody
listening.
Anybody? I mean, we're not that far from Newark. Wasn't
is
someone in the Mirage?
Call,
I want.
You think?
Yes, I think so.
And I think see, and but these guys, they were just like, well, these guys look like they might be criminals, so we better chase them in our personal cars. And everybody can chase people in their personal cars. I think we need a lot more high-speed chases.
High-speed chases, yes.
Well, the way you drive, Chris, I know that you could do that all the time.
My life is a high-speed chase.
That's right.
Yes.
And see, I think they were just being like good citizens.
You're probably right. He probably deserved to have that Chevy Blazer flip over on him. That'll show him. That'll teach him.
Well, he shouldn't be driving a Chevy Blazer anyway. They're
you know,
cool.
Yeah, I know. Besides, he was a twin, so it's like another one. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, there's another one. They don't. Yeah. Need, there's always another one. It's like these schools that they're trying to start in New York now that are just black males.
Uh-huh.
It's like they say, well, the guys, you know, the young black males need these kind of role models and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's like training to be in prison.
Right.
You know, to be in school all day with a bunch of black guys, you know, if you're a black guy, it's like they just, you know, and they put them in those housing projects and stuff, and it's just like they just assume if you're black, you should be in prison anyway.
Hang on a minute.
Okay.
Hi, you've just joined us with Bimbeth.
Yeah, how you doing? Is this okay. Lady for real?
What?
Is this lady for real?
Ask her.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Are you for real?
Sure. Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you believe in a police state?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's everywhere. Don't you notice?
Notice what?
That there are police every place?
Yeah, I know there's police everywhere, but you just said people should be arrested before the crime happens?
Yeah. That would save a lot of trouble.
An ounce of prevention is worth
yeah,
a pound of
that
cure.
That way there won't be any crimes. If we just take people that look like criminals...
Yeah, but then that goes, like, totally against the Constitution.
What?
That goes totally against the Constitution.
The what?
The Constitution.
Oh, I don't think anybody pays any attention to that anymore, do they? That's
well, you should. That's
saying.
The problem.
What?
You should. That's the problem.
Well, quote me a quote from the Constitution.
Quote you a quote from the Constitution?
Yeah, give me one line. One article. Name one article from the Constitution.
One
yeah,
article? Article number 4.
Uh-huh.
Improper search and seizure.
Hey, there you go. He
all
wins.
Right.
He wins the big prize.
Oh, you sound smart.
Jeez.
I just think it's pure stupidity that, you know, people getting arrested before any crime happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like my stupidity pure though.
Yeah.
It's the washed down stupidity I can't stand.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't agree with a lot of the stuff the police do, but I mean, even though the stupid stuff they do help a lot.
They do help what a lot?
They keep some sort of peace and order, even though most of them are fascists. I mean, just think, if there was no police, what would be here?
Anarchy.
No, I mean, I'm serious.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I think maybe the problem is when everybody turns into a policeman. See, that's kind of what we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
You know, when everybody thinks that they have, you know, that it's
most
their
people
job,
who are policemen so can't get real jobs or
yeah.
can't pass through college.
That's right.
You're right.
I'm serious.
I agree with you.
Most of them are high school jocks.
That's right.
Big, stupid men. No, hey, listen, I know...
And they like pushing people around in high school, and they just keep doing it.
You know, but even cops know how full of it they are. Let's say it. I mean, I've talked to some cops personally and didn't realize, you know, until after talking to them for a few minutes that they were policemen. But I've spoken to them and found out, you know, that they even know that it's the biggest stupid thing you could do with your life, probably, is to be a policeman. They know it's a It's a joke. But, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and let anyone tell me that they're the thin blue line that separates me from anarchy in the streets.
No, I'm not saying they do. I'm just saying, then what would be your alternative if there was no police?
Anarchy.
No, what would be your alternative? What would be the substitute if there was no police?
Why do we security
need
guards?
One? I don't see that we
no,
need
I'm
one.
No, I'm serious.
I'm serious. I don't think we need police.
We don't need police?
I like some police, but I think they'd be nicer people if they didn't have that horrible job.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think they'd be less intimidated if they didn't walk around with guns like they do in England.
That's right.
Yeah, right. Unarmed
policemen. Yeah, in
England,
they don't arm their policemen, and it works fine.
Mm. Do you know how many people last year were shot by guns in England?
No.
I think it was 6.
As opposed to being shot by what?
No, as opposed to just being shot compared to America. How many people did you die from America, in America, from handguns?
What?
Well, guns are our heritage.
Thousands.
Are you going to start telling me now that we don't have a...
Sorry, but that's where this particular aerial view ends. Just ran out of tape. See you at the next archive. And don't forget to tune in Communication Breakdown Friday mornings, 6 to 9 a.m. on the internet, wfmu.org.